Okay, now we can start. The parsha says, "Ki sazria, ki shasi sazria." If a woman gives birth to a child, so we'll talk about a common occurrence people often talk about. That people are very nervous. You shouldn't invite anybody to the bris mila. You should just say there's going to be a bris mila. So where is the source of this halacha? And then, really, the question is, what do you do? Let's say your friend comes over and says, "I want to invite you to the bris mila. I want to invite you to the bris mila. You know, this coming Wednesday, I can't wait to see you there." So what am I supposed to do now? I got an invitation. Is that bad luck? Is that good luck? What does that mean for me practically at the end of the day? So we have here Gemara Misach Hamadav Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Beis. Shiva Menudin L'Shamayim Elohein. There are seven people who are put in Cherem in Shemayim. Whatever that means, it doesn't sound good, so it's something you try to avoid. So on the list, it says, V'yesh Omrim Af Mish Ein Mesav B'chabura Shal Mitzvah. Even somebody who doesn't go to a Sudas Mitzvah, who doesn't hang out at a Chabura, a gathering for a Mitzvah. The Rashbam there in the Gemara says it means something like a Bris Mila. That's the example the Rashbam brings. A person who doesn't go to a Sudas Bris Mila is considered putting in Cherem in Shemaim. Tosus there on Kuf Yadal Amal Aleph says that this refers to Sudas Mila. V'ed Mesa B'Sudas Mitzvah, Hainu Sudas Mila, Da'amar B'Medrash, Da'nitzel Medina Shal Gehenem, that such a person would be saved from the din of Gehenna. Vesudas Nesuin B'Tamachacham, and the feast of B'Tamachacham, or Bas Kohen the Kohen, or the Kohen marrying the daughter of a Kohen, these types of sudos are very important things. V'davka Sheisham B'nei Adem Uganim, and it only speaks specifically where it's attending by decent people, proper people. If there's going to be lowlifes going, then you don't have to go. But if decent people are going to be going, then you have to attend. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Niki Haidash of Yerushalayim L'Hayim Mesubim Besuda, Ela Kenyodim Mimesev Evam. The Chacham of Yerushalayim would not participate in a Suda unless they knew whom with they were sitting. And this is cited as a halacha by the Ramah in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Mila, Reish Samech Yud Beis. Look, V'nagu L'kachas Minyan L'Sudas Mila. We'll get to that later on, but we have a minyan, not only for the bris mila should we have a minyan, but also a minyan for the suda. U'mikri sudas mitzvah, this is certainly a sudas mitzvah. V'kol mishenri ochel b'sudas mila, havei b'kamunuda l'shamayim. And he quotes Tosas Argamar M'sachem, whoever does not participate in a suda for a bris mila is going to be punished in Shemayim for not attending. B'davka shenim susham b'nei adam u'garim. Only if there are proper people there. Avim nimsu b'nei adam shenim u'garim. People are going to be improper there. Ein sarach l'chosham. One does not have to attend this bris mila. The Chuvas of the Tashbates in Chelek Aleph says that Talmud Chacham should only partake in a Sudas Mitzvah or a Sud with other Talmidei Chachamim. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel that says there are six things that are not proper for a Talmud Chacham to do, and one of them is to sit in a Chabura of Amei Haaretz, of people who are acting improperly since they may be influenced by them. The Gemara Masechet Mem Tes warns about terrible things that can happen to a Talmud Chacham who eats at a Sudas. So therefore, we see Chazal take this very seriously, of making sure one eats at a situation and a Sudas. So this is the question. We're having to discuss a moment. Why not weddings? Why are we so uptight? Has anybody ever been, you know, passively invited to a wedding before? No, you get an invitation in the mail. Person says, come here, chuppah is at 6:30, and discussion. Why is it by bris milas we're so neurotic about this? So we see, we understand. So the hagos of the Yismach Moshe was the grandfather of the Satmar Rav. So on Shulchan Aruch, he finds the Ramah very difficult. So this is the Levusha Yant of Chelek Aleph, and he quotes his father's or his uncle's notes that he saw in his Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ikra din gnira b'haga mikvod kuzra sekeni hayisach Moshe." I saw in the notes in the margins of the Shulchan Aruch of my grandfather Yismach Moshe. De pasuk harama, the Rama said, as we know. So he wrote as follows: "V'timi ali al Rama." I don't understand the Rama. De hatosas kasu kein lefarish divrei yesh omrim. The Gemara listed seven people who are going to be punished, and then the eighth one, as some say, the person who doesn't go to a suda. So all of a sudden, the Rama is so frum, he's so makbid. There's a yesh omen. There are those who say, maybe you're going to be punished in Shemayim if you don't go to such a Suda, and the Ramah turns that into a halach in Shulchan Aruch. What is that for? It's like one off opinion in the Gemara, and all of a sudden it makes its way into Shulchan Aruch. D'tanya sham b'perek arvei psachim, he quotes the whole Gemara there, and he says also, in addition on top of that, besides for Tzidei Shomrim, the Gemara says in Horios and Dafyud Gimel, that Yesh Omrim Hainu Rabbi Nasan. Whenever there's a Yesh Omrim in all of Shas, it's Rabbi Nasan. And the rule is, Tanakana v'Rabbi Nasan halachik Tanakama. There's a machlokus between an anonymous statement in the Mishnah or the Brisa, and between Rabbi Nasan, the halach is never like Rabbi Nasan. So he says, why is the Ramah following an opinion that shouldn't even be la halacha? So he concludes that someone who doesn't go to the Bris Milah is not actually Menuda L'Shamayim. He thinks the Ramah is wrong. He says, to sum a Tanakama having a rabbim, v'yachid v'rabbim, halacha should follow him. He says, l'kach dikta so menuda l'shamayim. It says, kim menuda l'shamayim. It doesn't say you are punachayim. It's like you're punachayim. Torah salomar, l'chadchila ein nachal nasos kein, kem unto l'das rabbi nasan. If you're very, very, very religious, then maybe go to every bris milah you are invited to. But for anybody, regular person, there's no reason to be so careful, says the Yismach Moshe. Aval chas v'sholem shiyeh menuda l'shamayim, to go around saying, if you don't come to the Bris Milah, Hashem is going to punish you. Chas v'sholem to say such a thing. That's not what the Gemara means, and he thinks the Ramah went too far in his understanding of the halacha. The Yafal Alev, I didn't bring over here, but the Yafal Alev suggests that the Ramah is unsure about the severity of the practice, and that's why he said, kim menuda l'shamayim. Even the Ramah is hedging his bets. And says it's a good thing to go, but it's not the end of the world. So what's the source of passively inviting people to Bris Milah? It is the Pisrei Tshuva here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pisrei Tshuva cites the Ber Hetev, the Ma'arit, and he says, Ubetshuva's Mekom Shmuel. He cites the Tshuva's Mekom Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Ashkenazi, who cites the Sod Hashem Sharvit HaZahav, the same Shefer Sharvit HaZahav, of Rav David Melida. Rav David Melida was a Rav who lived in the 1700s. Stop sending around the Shamash to go inviting people to the Bris Milah. Not sure. For whatever reasons, they're not going to come. And Chas V'Shalom, they're going to be put in Chayram. And this is the source. The source is the Pisrei Tshuva. And so we don't invite people to Bris Milah. We just let them know that a Bris Milah will be taking place. And this is the Minog in Klal Yisrael. This is also the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Migdal Oz. It's the opinion of Rav Tzadok HaKohen in his Sefer HaZichronos and Mitzvah Beis and the Aruch HaShulchan in Lamed Zayin as well. So if you look over here, in the we'll get to the Aruch HaShulchan in a second. Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, he says, Niki Hadash of Yerushalayim won't go to a suit until they're invited. And also, the Minchas Elazar says the same thing as well, that a person shouldn't go to Bris Milah unless they're invited. But that's also not the Minah. You can hear about it, and that's sufficient to go. What's the reason, though, at the end of the day, that we are not makbid to go to the suit of Bris Milah? Meaning, if it's so important to go, not every single person here is running to every suit of Bris Milah they hear about. And even though your friend wants you to go there, okay, stuff happens, you got to go to work, you got to take care of something else, you don't go to every Bris Milah. Why are we not tripping over ourselves, or why are we not forcing ourselves? It's so important, seemingly, according to Tosus and the Rashbam and the Gemara Pesachim, why are we not forcing ourselves to go to every single Bris Milah we hear about? So there's two reasons brought. The Ramah said that there has to be a minyan at the Suda, right? The Ramah said there has to be 10 men at the Suda, not just at the meal itself, but even at the meal afterwards. We already know there should be a minyan at this milah, but this is on top of it. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Samachei Lamed Zayin. He says, "Kasu denogim laso suda biyom hamila, v'isiv pirkei drabliyazer, v'yas Avram mishta gadol biyom haigamel es Yitzhak." That Avram made a big party on the day that Yitzhak was done weaning. And he says, "Biyom hay gimel," or you can read it, Higamel means the day of Hay and Gimel. 3 + 5 = 8. Kol Kolomar B'yom Hashmini Kishemalo. Because v'denagu lakachas minyan l'sudas mila u'mikre sudas mitzvah u'bepikred l'bayezer. It says Edus Bris Milah Basara. You want to have testimony about the Bris Milah. You want people. It's Pirsui Nisa. People should know about this wonderful thing. Vein ze inyan l'suda el la'etzam hamila. And that's for the Mila. Everything is publicized as long as there's 10. Many people don't make a suda nowadays. V'rak ochlim k'sas mine mesika, k'lekach lehasim cake, u'chiyotze bezeh. V'pnei anias, because of the poverty, v'kovid ha'parnasa, and it's hard to make a living. V'kasa v'rabbeinu harama, d'chol mei she'enu ochel b'sudas mila, havi k'minu l'shamayim, and the Rama says whoever doesn't go to the brismila as if they're being punished by Hashem. V'dafka shenimsu shamanei asar, v'lachayni says, yesh nogim l'tzavos l'shamish, shol yikra oso l'sudas brismila. But he says, He says, also you don't have to be so from to go, because maybe they'll be not nice people. That's your always excuse. You can tell your friend, I'm sorry to make the bris mila. I heard that somebody who was not appropriate was going to be there, so I couldn't make it. That can always be your excuse. I mean, you don't have any friends, but that's something you could use technically according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So we also have to have a suda by the a minion by the suda. So this is a form of pir sumanisa. So similarly, the Mari Bruna. In Simon Kuchaf Aleph explains, this is why we start the Suda first and then have a Pidgin HaBen, right? At Pidgin HaBen, we start the Suda. In the middle of the Suda, we have the Pidgin HaBen because we want to be Mefarsim, we want to publicize what's happening with the Pidgin HaBen. This is what the Baragola says and the Chachma Sadam, because the entire Suda of Pidgin HaBen is to be Mefarsim the Pidgin HaBen, and by having the Suda, people will come and they'll hear about the Pidgin HaBen. So based on this comes the Chuvas of the Maharshag. In Simon, in Chelik Beis Kuch Chaf Hei. And he says as follows. He says, "De mitzvah rabba leilech l'sudas mitzvah." It's a big deal to go to a sudas mitzvah. "L'dati lo namar ela b'makom sheish lachushim hu lo yelech lo yashama minyan." It's only if there's not going to be a minyan. We want to make sure people go, so there'll be a minyan by the suda. But if you know for sure, you peek your head inside the room with the bagels and the trains and all the blue stuff, and you see that there's more than a minion there, you can say goodbye, go home, you're fine. Because it's taken care of. That's the whole reason. That's the reason that he gives as well. And he says, But he says there's also mitzvah to sit and learn Torah as well. So if it's a difference in learning Torah and going to Bris Mila, and there's a minion there, he says, so go and learn Torah instead. And he explains, if other people are making the minion for the Suda, good for them, I'll go do the daf, and that's fine for me. Better I should go learn than go participate in the Suda. So the Marshak says, I want to tell you a story from my Rebbe, the Maharam Shek. So the Maharam Shek was the student of the Chassam Sofer. So the Marshag was the student of the Maharam Shek. So he says, what happened? I was about to get married. So I was leaving the yeshiva and I went to get a bracha for the Maharam Shek before I left. My Rebbe said to me, Sheomer li shalo elech im kol asudos vasimchos. Farmalei mori zatzal b'loshon Ashkenaz. He told me in Yiddish, "Is man zitzt in men learnt had man kein mol nish kein charata." He says, "I never had charata from sitting and learning and not going to a suda. I never happened before. I never ever regret. I wish I would have gone to this person's suda, this party. It never happened to me in my entire career." He said. Therefore, he says, you have important things going on. You have things to take care of. You have a chesed. You have Talmud Torah. Things to deal with. He says, go do what you have to do. No, you're never going to look back after 120 years and say, I wish I would have gone to that Sudas Bismillah in 19 whatever. I wish I would have done. It's never going to happen. But you are going to look back and say, I wish I did more chesed. I did more Torah. I did more mitzvahs. Things like that. He says, you shouldn't be mevatel Talmud Torah. Go and learn Torah. And don't worry about the Suda. And therefore, this is the advice that the Marshag received from his Rebbe, the Maharam Shek. The Magen Avraham supports this by citing the Maharash Lublin, who didn't go to a Sudas Bris Mila since there was already a minion without him, and this is Sabbath Yafel Lev as well. And this is the Shita, this is the Masorah that the Maharshag took from his Rebbe, the Maharam Shek. The same idea is brought by Rav Tzedek HaKohen in the Sefer HaZichronos. So that's approach number one, why we're not so careful, which is because there's already a minion there, and that's why we're not running over ourselves to go to Bris Mila. Let's go to reason number two. The Rama.
This is the reason you don't invite?
No, this is the reason why are we not pressing ourselves to go to every Bris Mila?
Guess is the other part.
We're going to get the difference. Yeah, we'll get there soon. So this is reason number one why we're not so anxious about going to every Sunnah Bris Mila, because there'll be a minyan without me. It'll be okay. It's not the end of the world.
It's going to be okay if you need to go and do something important to read the Fiumi. But
yeah.
But if you need to play soccer...
Oh, so better go to a Sunnah Mitzvah, for sure. For sure. We'll get it for sure. So the Ramah writes in Orachaim Reish Mem Ches Dalet. The Ramah says that going to work is a Dvar Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go to work, the Ramah says. It's a mitzvah to go and have a parnasa. And it's not a Dvar Rishus. It's not something like, if you get a job, good. If you don't get a job, it's okay. The Ramah says it's a mitzvah to make a parnasa. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Daled says that it's still a mitzvah to go to work, even if you have what to eat at home. Even if the cupboards are full and everything is taken care of, it's still a mitzvah to go to work. The Gemara in Ksuvah Nun says that it's a mitzvah to work and support your family. Based on this, so Eliyahu Posek in the Sefer Kores Habris says that someone who must go to work has no chiyuv to go to a Sudas Bris Mila. You have a job to go to. I don't have to be late to my job or my work because of a Sudas Bris Mila. The Shevet Halevi Ravazin writes in Chelekes and Simon Reshut Zion that someone who is Torasa Umnaso, someone who learns all day, or Shetarit Tirda de Mitzvah, or who has a mitzvah to take care of, doesn't have to go to the Suda. There, Maharsham in the Das Torah cites the Adaliyah who says that you have to go, you should even miss Tefillah B'Tzibur to go to a Suda Shpas Milah, but the Minag is not like that. And he notes that his Minag was to take some food from the Bris Milah home with him. That's what Rav Osner did. He said, if I at least can't sit there by the Suda Bris Milah, I'll take a cookie. And that must be the Minag that people have. You walk in, you take a cookie, and you leave before you get caught by the speeches or benching or anything like that. So you can tell people it's the holy minhag of Rav Osner. And in addition, and there's a suffix whether this works, but clearly Rav Osner says it works. The Chazon Ish, the Sfarim recorded that the Chazon Ish would never eat by Suda Bris Milah. He would simply go in and sit for a few minutes and then leave by the Suda. Why? Because what was the language of the Gemara Masechta? The Gemara Masechta said, "Mishelo Mesev Bechabura." Whoever doesn't sit by the Suda Bris Milah, doesn't mean you have to eat. It just means you have to sit for a few moments, take it in, and then you can leave. Said the Chazon Ish. So comes Rav Avad Yosef in the Abi Omer in Chelek Dalad, and he says, "Maskana Dedina Shetamid Chacham Hashakud Alimudo Yacholim Anei Melechas." The Sudas Bris Milah. Tamil Chacham was learning doesn't have to go to a Sudas Bris Milah, or a Sudas Nesuin, or a wedding. Amanashi should be asked about Torah, so he can sit and learn Torah. Umikol shekei min kvar osek b'Torah. Eino tzarech lahav sik. Certainly, if I'm already learning, I'm already in the middle of the shir, I don't have to leave to go to a Suda. Certainly not, because Sudas Mitzvah. Umikol makam akol lefi inyan. But at the end of the day, you have to kind of judge the situation. V'yimroa shevahilacha l'sham yuchal l'zakos amal idei amiras tevei Torah. But if you're going to go, if you're not going to go, and then the Suda is going to be silly and they're not going to say tevei Torah, but by you going, it's going to make it a more holy endeavor, then go. Maybe people will behave if you go. Kedai hadavar levatam ilimudo. Better to not learn and to go, make the place a better place to sit. That's reason number two. Reason number three, the Shari Aaron, Rav Aaron Rother. So the Shari Aaron writes, Rav Aaron Rother is a Rav Lubitz in Bnei Brak. The Shari Aaron is an amazing encyclopedic work on Chumash. It's like 15 volumes, every single parsha, and every single, a summary of every single major Rishon, Mefaresh, Acher, all the famous ones, all summarize on all the parshas. It's a good cheat set. If you need to know the raid on the parsha, the Shari Aaron is really an amazing, amazing set. So he writes this over there in his Sefer Shari Aaron, Shari Ish. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. He wrote that number of things that he saw from the Chazon Ish, and it's repeated in the Maisa Ish here in Chelek Dalad on page Kuf Mem Hei. The story is that he asked the Chazon Ish why we're not makbid to attend the Sudas Bris Milah. So Pa'am Sha'altio So Halo Harama, the Rama says we have to go. So he Veheshiv Li from Avor Sham Barama Vedafka Shinim Tu Sham B'nei Adam Mehuganim. What are you talking about, the Ramah? The Ramah said, if people aren't so good over there, you don't have to go. If their people aren't so great. So the Chazon said, nowadays, people aren't so great. So you don't have to go to the Bris Mila. So Rav Aaron Rother, he had a bit of a chutzpah, so he asked the Chaznish, so what's the gedder if people are not mehuganim then? So lemaisa, how do I know if somebody's mehugan or not? How do I know if it's a proper person or not? So the Chaznish said, you want to know? Yeah, I'll tell you. So he gave him three things. He said, Einam nizihirim etil sadayim, they're not careful in the etil sadayim. She'enim zahirim b'kinoach v'beis hakiseh, people don't clean themselves properly after using the bathroom. And three, enim zahirim melechav mitfil shemar esrei, people don't have kavanah during shemar esrei. So the Chaznish knocked out a lot of people, and therefore, based on the reason of the Chaznish, you don't have to go to a bris mila because the people, not everybody there, is up to standard. Okay. Reason number four why we're not so careful is brought in the Yafal Alev. He says that nowadays people are invited to the Surah Susmila because of the kavod of the father. The father gets a lot of kavod that people are there. Not because he cares if you actually attend. Really, the father cares and the mother cares if you actually attend. He says, no, they want to have kavod. There's a big olam there. They came to honor them for the birth of their son or the grandson, whatever it is. And therefore, that's why people go. They don't really care if you come or not. They just want the kavod. And therefore, since it's for his kavod, not for the mitzvah, the Ramah doesn't apply. And then finally is the Eretz Tzvi in Chelek Beis. The Klajug of Rav Aryeh Leib Fromer, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. So he writes in Lakutim in Chelek Beis. He says, quotes the Gemara Msachim, Madula Shemayim, and he says, if you're invited before the mitzvah is performed, then it's not a Sudas mitzvah, he says. He says, Nir lefinas daiti li mitzuchus. Di mezamnim kodem asiyas mitzvah, adayin lo chal shem Sudas mitzvah alav. It's not a Sudas mitzvah until the mitzvah happens. It's only theoretical. So if the bris mila is on Wednesday, and you get a call on Monday saying, please come to the bris mila, so it's not as it comes to the Suda, it's not a Sudas mitzvah. It only is technically a Suda Smitsa once it occurs. So when they invited you, it's just a theoretical Suda, it's just a theoretical party, but no mitzvah has occurred. And therefore he says, since the invitations...
Same as through the wedding.
What?
Same as through the wedding, you get an invitation.
Correct.
3 months before.
100%, for sure. So the same thing over there. So he says, the invitation's theoretical, there's no mitzvah yet. But obviously, that has a downside, right? Because if the father of the child gets up after the bris mila, let's say sometimes they have, like, they talk about the name first and they go into the Suda, however order you do it. If the father gets up after the Suda and says, and everyone's invited to come to the Suda, so then according to the Klajug, we're all done. Because once the Suda, once the meal has been done, so then now it's the Suda's mitzvah and you have to go. So he should be especially careful to not invite anybody after the meal is over, to keep his mouth shut and not to tell anybody to come to the Suda. So those are the four reasons, the five reasons brought as to why we're not so careful. Either because it's the Suda's not at that time, it's not a Suda's mitzvah yet, or because it's only done for the kavod, not for the mitzvah, or because the people there aren't necessarily appropriate, or because the Ramah says that you have things to take care of, and it overrides it, or finally, the first reason we gave, because there's already going to be a minyan there. This leads to the final question is, why are we only so anxious about a bris mila and not every other Sudas mitzvah? Why do we only have this in this situation? So comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negros Moshe, and Orachaim Chelek Beis, Simon Sarihei. And he writes that for a bris mila, during Sfira, only the father, the moel, and the sandik are allowed to shave. That's the only three people. The bris mila falls out after Pesach before Shavuos. Only the sandik, the father, and the moel are allowed to shave for the bris mila. But if, let's say, there's going to be a wedding during Sfira, for whatever reason, even if you're only a guest, but you'll be embarrassed to show up looking unkempt, you're allowed to shave. Because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala for everyone who attends. So what's the difference? Why is it that if anyone attends a wedding during Sfira, you're allowed to shave? But only the father, the mo, and the sandik, if they attend the Suda, are they allowed to shave. What's the difference? He explains that meal is different than a wedding because there's no mitzvah for anybody else at that bris mila except for the father, the moel, and the sandik to attend the bris mila. Everybody else is just icing on the cake. Only three people really, really need to be there for the mitzvah. The father, the moel, and the sandik. Everybody else... it's nice if you're there, but it's not really part of the mitzvah. Having another person there doesn't change the mitzvah. However, for a wedding, the mitzvah is on every single person to attend that wedding and be part of the simcha. The Prisha writes in the Yoredeya that if you know of a wedding in town, then you have to go attend the wedding. It's a good thing they have not built a wedding hall in the Five Towns, because we'd all be in trouble according to the Prisha. If you know there's a wedding in town, you have to go attend the wedding. The Chelkos Mechokek argues on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's only in regard to Bittul Torah. He says you don't have to be Mevatel Torah to go to the wedding. But if there's no Bittul Torah, then everyone must attend the wedding if it's in the vicinity.
It's not the Seuda talking about the wedding itself.
No, we're talking about the whole event. The Seuda, the whole event. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. Simchas Chasam Mekala. Even if you're not invited. So therefore, when it comes to a mila, the mitzvah is on the father to rejoice with others. By bris mila, me the father, it's my mitzvah. You are there just to increase whatever joy I'm going to have. But it's really my mitzvah. But for a wedding, everyone who attends a wedding is part of the mitzvah. Every single person who attends is fulfilling the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Mekala. If you attend a bris mila tomorrow morning, do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Avi HaBen? No. Who cares if you're there? It's nice that he's happy that you're there, but it doesn't change the mitzvah. Every other guest at a wedding is participating in the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Mekala.
If there are not 10 people coming to the bris, and then you're going, then there is a reason for you going, because you're part of the mitzvah.
For sure. It could be. Even so, that's also icing on the cake. Meaning, the suda would still happen even if there's not 10. The 10 people is for Pirsume Nisa.
Right.
That's extra on top of the mitzvah itself. So based on this piece of Lamdus, Rav Moshe explains why we're machmed about the invitation to the bris mila, but not for a wedding. That explains the first part. That's why even the guests during Sfira shave for the wedding, because they're part of the mitzvah, as opposed to everybody else by the bris mila. So Rav Moshe says, the isser of not going to the sudas mila has nothing to do with the chiyuv to go to the mila. Rather, it's because the refusal to accept the invitation is a mitzvah gedola like the mila. What does he mean? Meaning, the yisod of sudas mitzvah is to assist the father in celebrating the mitzvah. The purpose of the suda after the bris mila is to assist the father in his mitzvah. If you're not called to assist, then you haven't actually ignored the simcha. If you aren't invited, it means that there's no chiyuv to celebrate with him, and you're not ruining the simcha. Once the father comes and he invites you, so then you're ruining his simcha, because you're there for him. You're staring his simcha because you're not there for him when he wanted you to come. By the wedding, that's your mitzvah. If you decide you want to come, good. If you don't want to come, not good. It's up to you. That's your mitzvah by itself. If you don't come to the bris mila, says Ramosha, then you're ruining somebody else's simcha. And he says, that's not fair. That's not proper. You're putting down his simcha. If you don't come to the wedding, so then that's your decision whether you want to fulfill that mitzvah. But it doesn't affect necessarily anybody else. You haven't ignored the simcha. The Chuvas Vanagos in Chelek Beis and Tafrei Shemem Tes says that weddings are different because they take a lot of time. And Chazal wouldn't have put somebody in Nidui if it would be Matriach to spend so much time at a wedding. A Sudas Bris Mila is chick-chack. In and out, you get a cookie, a bagel, you're done. But every single time there's a wedding and you don't go, you're going to be put in Cherem. Weddings nowadays get longer and longer every single year. Weddings go 5 hours till the first dance is done. It's crazy. When I was in yeshiva, so I remember Rabbi Willing told me he had a formula. If you needed to be at a wedding, like by the middle of the first dance or so, just like make an appearance and dance with the Chasam Rekala, but you needed to be there for the beginning. So he told me 3 hours. He said, if you go 3 hours from the start of the wedding on the invitation, you'll get there somewhere in the middle to the end of the dance, of the first dance. And that's how he would time when he needed to get to a wedding. Nowadays, 3 hours. It's 3 hours, maybe the Chasam Kala have come out, if we're lucky. So the weddings take a long time nowadays. So Rav Sternbach says, you're going to be matriach, everybody, to go to every single invitation for every wedding. It can't be. The Chelkas Yaakov and Rechaim Simlech Avdalid was asked about someone who gave his word to meet and visit with somebody, and then he was invited by the Avi HaBen to the Bris Mila. Meaning, let's put everything aside. If you're not invited to the Bris Mila, you definitely don't have to go. And that's clear. and you're not going to be punished, and you're not held responsible. And if you have Seder, if you have a job, if you have a meeting, then it's pashut according to the poskim, you don't have to go. You're off scot-free. But let's say you have a meeting scheduled Friday morning, and the father of the child comes up to you Thursday and says, I'd love to see you there tomorrow morning at the Bris Milah. Can't wait to see you there. It's making me so happy if you're there. I got a meeting Friday morning. What am I supposed to do? So the Chalkas Yaakov says that the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Reish Dala tells us, Hanose v'nosem b'dvarim bilvad hareza roilo la'amod b'diburo. Person who engages in business just with giving his word, you have to stand on your word. Afal pishalo lakach mehadamim, even if you haven't taken any money, klum. V'lo rasham v'lo aniach, you didn't make a note and you didn't give a mashkon, and down payment of a kol achozer bo, whoever goes back on his word. Bein lokeach o bein mocha, whether you are the seller or the buyer. Afal pishenu lichayev lakabel mishapara hareze mimechasure yamana bein ruach achab nochagano. You are not keeping your word. You are mechusur amuna. You're not trustworthy in business if you don't show up. If you gave somebody your word that you have a meeting, then you have to be there. And therefore, it's more important to keep your word than to attend a bris milah, says the Chalkas Yaakov. And that's the halacha. If you have a meeting scheduled, and you said you were going to be there, and the person arranged to meet you there at that time, and the person is not going to be totally understanding, if the person will be understanding, if it's another Jewish person, they tell you about it, and they say, okay, fine, whatever, next time. But the person's not going to get it, and they're going to feel, even for a moment, that you're mechusar amana, that you're not trustworthy in business or trustworthy as a person, you must go to the meeting, and you may not go to the Seudas Milah. And that's the halacha at the end of the day. So it is true, we put a lot of this emphasis of not saying and not inviting and these strangely worded invitations about there's going to be a Bris Milah. I just happen to be sending you an email about it, but not like I want you to come. So this whole song and dance, it is questionable. Again, the Ramah says this, but even no one's exactly sure why this made it into Shulchan Aruch in the first place. And on top of that, there are so many reasons why you can get out of it because of a minyan, all the different factors. And even so, this inyan of being the Yesh Omer of the possibility of being Menudah L'Shamayim, that maybe there's going to be some sort of Din in Shamayim, doesn't override the importance of keeping your word, keeping your Siddara, making sure you go to the shiur you're supposed to go to, and the learning you're supposed to go to, and making sure you're in business, and making a parnasa, and doing what you're supposed to do at the end of the day. Okay.